Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. With things changing in our world at such a rapid pace every day, Pastor Rick has prayerfully decided to bring us the second installment of his powerful series on faith, taken from the book of James. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I want you to know that I've been praying for you during the COVID-19 pandemic all around the world. I know it's really tough. So many people are out of work. Many have lost loved ones. And so many people are quarantined at home these days, that this is a day that people really need hope. So I want to challenge you to get your friends and listen to this entire series of Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. This is a series of messages that will make a difference in your life. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And I want you to know I love you. God bless you.
Stay with us as we continue with our series. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Handles Delays Patiently.
What should I remember? What should I remember while I'm waiting on God? In these times when I'm going through pain or problems or pressures, what do I remember while I'm waiting on God? Well, James gives us three reminders. And as this COVID-19 pandemic drags on, and as it's taken longer than we want it to take, I want you to focus on these same three things that James tells us to do that'll help us be patient till we get through this. Number one, remember God is in control. Okay, we don't know what's happening in the world. We don't know how long this coronavirus is going to last, but we do know this, God is in control. Three times in this passage that I just read you, it says the Lord is coming back. It says it three times. James 5, verse 7, be patient, my friends, until the Lord comes back. James 5, verse 8, be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. James 5, 9, don't complain because the judge is ready to come. Why three times does James say the Lord is coming back? Because it's the ultimate proof that God is in control. See, the fact is, history is his story. It's not circular. It's not the cycle of life. It's linear. History is moving to a climax. History is his story. Everything is on schedule. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And one day, Jesus is going to return. We don't know when that's going to be. But, you know, the Bible talks more about Jesus' second coming than it does about his first coming. Did you know that? The Bible talks more about his second coming than his first coming. And James is making a point. He's saying, you know, although the situation may be out of control and what you're going through may be unpopular and it may even be painful, nothing is beyond God's control, so be patient. He's saying God's timing is perfect. He's never late. God is in control. The Phillips translation of that verse says, rest your hearts on the ultimate certainty. What's the ultimate certainty? Jesus is going to come back one day. Nothing's going to stop that, and it'll be exactly on time. So first, I need to remember that God is in control. Second thing I need to remember, when I'm going through COVID-19 or anything else, remember that God rewards patience. God rewards patience. James chapter 5, verse 11, he says this, now we consider blessed those who have persevered. In other words, it pays to be patient. Note that word blessed. Now there are all kinds of blessings in life. There are all kinds of rewards. When you are patient, it builds your character. When you're patient, you avoid mistakes. When you're patient, you're going to reach your goals. When you're patient, you're going to be honored by others. When you're patient, you're going to have happier relationships. There are all kinds of blessings, all kinds of benefits. But Galatians 6, 9 says this, let us not get tired, which is what we all are right now. Let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, in other words, it's a season, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. There are blessings to be had through this period of waiting during the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. There are blessings to be had in your character, in your life, in your family, in our church. And by the way, they're not just rewards that happen here when we're patient. The Bible says there are going to be rewards in heaven too. One of my favorite verses is in the in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, where he says, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you or insult you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Great is your reward in heaven. You know, when you get hurt by somebody else, one of your strongest desires is to retaliate, to get even, settle score, to get revenge. You know, somebody, you're in a shopping mart and somebody's got their mask on and or you've got yours on and they don't and they bump you and or they're in the parking lot, they bang your door. Well, you know what? When something happens to you while we're all waiting for this crisis to be over, somebody criticizes you, before you strike back, think, is this worth giving up my eternal reward for?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com. Over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much for your support.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, as a leader, I get criticized all the time. People misjudge and question and doubt and people second-guess decisions that I make. The Bible says that Jesus was accused of all kinds of things, and it says before Pilate, he spoke not a word unto them. You're most like Christ when you're being quiet in the middle of a crisis. This is trusting God to handle it. So remember God's in control, okay? Remember that God is in control. And remember that he's working, you know, and doing all these things in your life. But let me give you a third thing. Remember, this is not the end of the story. That's the third thing you need to remember. And we get this from the story of Job. It's not the end of the story. God is still working out behind the scenes. James 5, verse 11. We know how God fulfilled his purpose for Job. See, we're at the end of the story, so we can see that. Job couldn't see it. We know that his plan for Job ended in good because the Lord always treats us with tender compassion and merciful kindness. When you have a delay in your life, a delay is not a denial. A delay is not a denial. I remember reading one time, Philip Brooks was a famous pastor of 100 years ago, and he was pacing around in his study, frustrating, and his wife said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Because I'm in a hurry and God isn't." You ever been that way? The most difficult room to sit in is in God's waiting room when you're in a hurry and God isn't. A lot of us are in a hurry to have this coronavirus thing be over. But I want you to know that while you're waiting, God is working. While you're waiting, God is working. I don't care whatever the problem is in your life. While you're waiting, God is working on your problem, often in ways that you can't see. Now, remember the farmer? While he's waiting for his crops, he can't see what's taking place underground. But God is providing the conditions underground that you can't see to make the seed sprout. About 10 days ago, I took a bunch of seeds and I planted them in little things for the next phase of my garden. And for about 8 or 9 days, nothing came up. I wasn't worried about it. Why? I knew that the seed inevitably is going to sprout. And guess what? Today they sprouted. Philippians 2:13 says, God is at work within you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8:29 says, in all things, God is working. While you're waiting, God is working. You need to remember that. This is not the end of the story. Look at this verse on your outline, Jeremiah 29:11. I know what I'm planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I'll give you hope, and I'll give you a good future. Now, I don't know all the problems you're facing right now, besides COVID-19, and maybe you're out of work. But I can tell you this, God is working behind the scenes and you need to trust him and you need to be patient. So now we come to the big question, how? How do I trust God while I'm waiting? How do I trust God? We're talking about a faith that waits, a faith that trusts God during delays. What do I do while I'm waiting? Well, let's again look at the three examples of patience that James gives us. Farmers, prophets, and Job. Okay, what do I do while I'm waiting? Write this down. Number one, like farmers, I need to wait expectantly. I need to wait expectantly. What does a farmer do while he's waiting? He's preparing for the harvest. He's getting ready. He's not sitting around thinking, I wonder if this is going to grow or not. He's expecting it to grow. He's a farmer. So he starts getting ready for the harvest so that when he comes, he can harvest it all. You need to wait expectantly. Okay, Psalm 130, verse 5. I love this in the Living Bible. I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for he's promised to help. Let me ask you a personal question. What have you been waiting for God to do? Transform your marriage? Solve a financial problem, heal a hurt, reach your loved ones, your teenager, somebody in your family for Christ? Well, let me ask you this. Do you really expect him to do it? If you really expect him to do it, what are you doing right now to get ready for it? What is it that's showing your expectation? We need to wait expectantly. And while you're waiting, be preparing. That demonstrates expectation. A woman who's pregnant, who is expecting, she's doing all kinds of stuff for 9 months getting ready for that baby. She's not going to wait until the baby's delivered to get ready. You know, what I've discovered is a lot of times we think we're waiting on God and God's just waiting on us. He's saying, you're not ready to handle the blessing I want to give you. I want you to grow up first. You're not waiting on me. I'm waiting on you. Isaiah 49:23 says, no one who waits for my help will be disappointed. What a promise. No one who waits for my help will be disappointed. So like farmers, I need to wait expectantly. Then, like that second group James tells us about, prophets, I need to wait without complaining. Oh boy. I need to wait without complaining. Lamentations 3:26 says this, it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It's good to wait quietly. You know, James advises us to guard our mouths while we're waiting. Verse 9, he says, don't grumble, don't complain. That's self-pity. You know, it's hard to be quiet when you're frustrated, and we're all frustrated right now with what's going on. And often we don't mind waiting as long as we can complain about it. You're in a line, somehow we feel duty-bound to complain how long it's taking in the line. I love the New English Bible translation of this verse says, don't blame your troubles on somebody else. So you guys, if in the morning you rise and whine, you know, when you start your day, then by evening you're going to be dog tired because you growled all day. You gotta just wait quietly. Now, I didn't read verse 12, but it says there, by the way, don't swear. Does waiting ever tempt you to swear? Yeah. So what happens when you're frustrated and you can't do anything about it? Unfortunately, we often take it out on those who are closest to us, and it's not their fault. Often we have fights in our family, and your family didn't cause all the stress you're feeling right now. The COVID-19 and all the restrictions and all the people out of work and all of the things that have had to be changed, that fallout falls on your family and they catch all the flack. That's not fair. It's not fair. What we need to do is what James is teaching. It's like the farmer, I wait expectantly. And like the prophet, I wait without complaining. I wait quietly. And then number three, when I'm waiting on something that's taken longer than I expected to take, like Job, I wait confidently. I wait confidently. Micah 7, verse 7, 7, 7 says, I'll wait confidently for God. And Job models this through his entire time. When God isn't talking, God isn't explaining to him why he's in so much pain. Nothing's more frustrating than chronic pain. And in all of this time, he's going through day after day of pain, and he's lost everything. And yet he waited confidently. In Job chapter 14, verse 14, he says this, if a man dies, can he come back to life? See, Job was probably the first book in the Bible ever written. Did you know that? It's probably the oldest book in the Bible. And Job doesn't know if there's a resurrection or not. He goes, if a man dies, can he come back to life? And then he says this, I will wait for better times, and I will wait till this time of trouble is ended. You might want to write that down and memorize that verse during the COVID crisis. I will wait when this time is ended. The time of trouble is ended. And when the outlook is bad, look up. Just look up. You've heard me say before, the way you spell hope, H-O-P-E, is holding on, praying expectantly. H-O-P-E, holding on, praying expectantly. So we wait quietly, and we wait expectantly, and we wait confidently. How do you express confidence in God? By being still. You know, show up and shut up. Just be still. Isaiah 40, 31. Those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They'll fly high on wings like eagles. And they'll run and not grow weary. And they'll walk and they're not going to faint. That comes from waiting on the Lord. If you're tired, if you are fatigued, if you're worn out, if you're drained because of this crisis, you need to recover waiting on God. You need to sit down with these notes and review the verses and go over again and learn how to wait and why to wait and what to remind yourself of. Now, let me just wrap this up by asking you, where do you need patience today? Some uncontrollable circumstances in your life. You know, you had a financial reverse. Or you've had a long-term illness or job responsibilities. Have you had an unexplained problem? Maybe you feel like Job's twin. Why me, God? It doesn't seem to make any sense. So what do you do in your situation? You need to remember those three wonderful truths. God is in control. And you look to him, nothing's beyond his power. God is bigger than COVID. His purpose for your life is greater than your problem, and God's still on his throne, and he knows what he's doing. You need to remember that God will reward your patience, if not in this life, in eternity, definitely. And you need to remember that God is working behind the scenes, that this is not the end of the story. So be patient. And even when you can't see what he's doing, while you're waiting, he's working. Would you bow your heads right now? I want to pray for you. And I want you to simply pray this prayer we pray together, and then I'm going to pray for you. Pray, Jesus Christ, just say this in your heart. Jesus Christ, help me to wait expectantly, to prepare for the answer while I'm waiting on you. And help me to wait quietly, to not grumble or complain or take out my frustrations on the people closest to me. Help me to wait confidently, to be still and not get anxious, not get worried, not get nervous. Help me to plant good seeds of patience and expect a harvest. Well, their head's still bowed. You know, the Bible says three times the Lord's coming back someday, and he's going to. We don't know. Why hasn't he come back already? Well, the Bible says God is being patient. In 2 Peter 3:9, he says, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why is he being patient? To give us a chance to receive him. You see, if Jesus had come back yesterday, would you be ready to meet him? This is what I want to ask you today. If you've never opened your life to Christ, why don't you do so right now? God has been patient with you your entire life. He's been working in your life even when you didn't know it, even when you didn't know him. So say this prayer. Say, dear Jesus Christ, I want to get to know you. Today, I'm opening my life to you, Jesus Christ, and as much as I know how, I'm saying, come in. Fill me with your love. I want to follow you. I need you to save me. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world.
It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.